It's the Crave More Life Roadshow, DIY ass-kicking to manage life's emotional shit-kicking. And here's your host, the women's coach, Diana Leader, bringing you greetings and gutsy stuff from the land of confidence, sexy, and living from you, no matter what. By the way, you might not want to share this with your grandma unless she's a potty mouth too.
Hey, DIY ass kickers. So last weekend, I had a booth at a local women's show. I love doing shows like that. It's because I love just yakking with women and letting them experience how valuable coaching is to figuring out your shit and what to do about it. My theme at this show was, I am my own change. I want women to know that whenever they're ready, they are the ones that can shift their lives into something that feels the way they want it to feel. Not the hubby or the wife, not the boyfriend or the girlfriend, not the boss, not the parents, and most certainly not our inner mean girls. Just us and us alone. Stickers were a hit with the kids that showed up in my booth with their mums and their grandmas. Check out this little cutie who wore a sticker proudly, even if he was half asleep. My own granddaughter Madison left with about 16 stickers carefully placed all the way down her leg. Your sense of style is really quite unique at 2.5. Other than being entertained by the brave women who shared their stories with me and the cute kids, there was something else that struck me about this show. It was all the older women who stopped by to talk about no longer feeling like they needed to tolerate bullshit in their lives, that age precluded them from suffering from the I've lost my voice syndrome, that when they hit a certain age, their perspective on drama and outside control changed. I won't define the age specifically because it was different for all of them. Let's just leave it at a range anywhere from 50 to 90. This isn't a new concept to me. I've heard it before from older women, that they now feel as though they are in charge of themselves and their lives, and if others don't like it, they can lump it. No guilt, no sorries, no regrets. But I wonder. Honestly, I've been known at times to think that the I don't take bullshit from anybody persona can cover up lots, like questions about our own value and worthiness, as well as our fear of being vulnerable and our need for help. Don't get me wrong, though. I think that there is immense power in gray, and I mean that full of love and respect for women who have lived long and have experience and knowledge that younger women just haven't had the chance to develop yet. Plus, gray temples are a reality in my life, too. But I still wonder. Is it age that makes us more connected to ourselves? Is it a magic number that turns our insides into our outside reality? Is it when our hair loses its color that we become confident enough to say, fuck that, when necessary? What do you think? What was your experience when you became older, whatever that means to you? What precipitated you becoming that woman who knows yourself well enough to not give a shit anymore about outside pressures and influences? I think there are tons of things that make us become stronger or weaker in support of ourselves. If age is one of them, the gray should rock the house down. And if you're not an older woman yet, don't wait for it to happen. Start rocking the house down right now.